Where are you starting?
Okay, today is Daf Zayin. We're on Daf Vav Amud Beis. We are up to, we're going to start from Masnisan Deloka Vishur Ben Karcha, on the second wide line. Masnisan Deloka Vishur Ben Karcha. Our Mishnah that said that a guy, you cannot do business with a guy for 3 days before his holiday. You can't lend him money, you can't borrow money, you can't pay back a debt, you can't receive a debt from him. All that cannot be a Vishur Ben Karcha. Why? Titania, Vishur Ben Karcha Omer, Milva Vishtar, if there's a shtar in Ephraim Mehen, then he can't collect from him. Why not? Because if there's a shtar, then the shtar, Mamash owes the money. So he's not going to, how's he getting out of it? How's he getting out of paying the money? He owes the money, it's a shtar, he's not getting out of it. So therefore, all the things the Mishnah said are true. He'll be happy, he doesn't have to debt anymore, all that's true. Milval Peh, but if it's a Milval Peh, or a loan, of course Ephraim Mehen. Of course you can collect the money then during those times. Neishu kamatzel miyadam. It's like a mamash an ace. You get that money back, it's an ace. You don't have to wait. Oh, I can't get it now. It's a holiday. No, you get the money now if you can. So our Mishnah didn't say that. So our Mishnah can't be Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Yosef Rabbi Yosef, Achorei the Rav Abba. Rabbi Yosef was sitting behind Rav Abba. The Yosef Rav Abba kmed Rav Huna. And Rav Abba was sitting in front of Rav Huna. The Yosef, they were sitting. The Amar, they said, what is all that sitting and standing in the order? Hilchasa, Kriv Yishur Ben Karcha. The Halacha is like Kriv Yishur Ben Karcha. The Hilchasa, Kriv Yehuda. And the Halacha is also like Rabbi Yehuda. What Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda?
He says it in another Halacha.
Correct. Which one? Which one? So we're going to see it in a minute. Hilchasa, Kriv Yishur Ben Hadamar. The Halacha is like Kriv Yishur, like we just said. That if you can get the money, if it's an oral loan, you can get the money out of him, you get the money during, even though 3 days before the holiday. That's for sure. Rabbi Yehuda, what about Rabbi Yehuda? Ditnan. Rabbi Yehuda said like this. We've had this many times. A few times we've had this case. Hanose in Tzemar Letzava. I give wool to the dyer, to dye my wool. Letzvoa lo Edom. I want him to dye it red. Vitzavo Shachar. And he makes a mistake and he dyes it black. Or Shachar, I want it to be black. Vitzavo Edom, and he did it red. So Rameyer says, what Rameyer says is like this, the dyer, the worker, keeps the wool and pays the owner the value of the wool without being dyed. So the owner has no loss. He's back where we started from. You gave me $10 worth of wool, here's your $10. I made it worth $25 now. That's okay, but I made a mistake, he didn't want that. So I'm giving you, making you whole. You're whole, you're all good. Rameir Omer, no sin low, he gives to the owner, back to the owner, the mate Simro, the value of the wool. No harm, no foul. Says Rashi on top, no sin low, tseva zeh, the mate semer lovon kibat chila, what it was originally worth, imirtze, I'm not sure what it means, imirtze, the sphere of Rameir, kol ha-meshana, Midas, Bailov, Nikra Gazlin, the Kana Bashinui, because what happened was, halachically what happened was, the dyer stole the,
right.
Halachically, not that means it's a Gazlin,
right.
But he stole it because he didn't do the right job, so he keeps it, and pay back the owner what it was worth, exactly, before he did any work, before he did work, right? Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, more complicated, Im Hashevach, if the improvement, Yasser Al Hayitia, was greater than the expenses. In other words, I was supposed to make it red. I made it black. Now, how much did it cost me to make it black? Let's say $2. What did I improve the value of the wool by? If it's more than $2, Im Hashevach, Yasser Al Hayitia, if I improved it more than what it cost me to improve it, Notin Lois Hayitia. Then I have to give the owner, the expenses. Vim hayitzia yisair al hashevach. But if the expenses are greater than the improvement, notin lo es hashevach. Then I give him the shevach.
Maybe I'm missing it, but why can't you ask the dyer just to re-dye it to the correct?
Because he can't do that. I guess he can't do that. I have a better kasha. This Gemara is only here in passing. This Gemara requires a lot of discussion because why would anybody spend money to dye it and not improve it? How could it ever be that it cost me more to improve it than it's worth now? How could that ever be?
As a customer who wants a certain color, he has no choice. Well,
I understand. So,
it's always not better than the garment store.
I know, I understand.
You have to get it done
now. Right. Okay, so what exactly is the Huda saying here? What's he saying exactly? So what exactly is the Huda saying? What's he saying? Rebbeir made sense. Give back the money of the original wool. And then the goslin, the worker, keeps the rest, keeps this. Whether he wants it or not, he has to keep it. What is Rebbeir saying exactly? Complicated story. Right? So it's not for now because it's not Masechta Avodah Zarah, just Mrs. Burden passing, that they paskin, we hold up Rabbi Yehuda. So, Ahad Rinu, Rabbi Yosef, Lape. Rabbi Yosef got angry, turned around like he was angry. So, Bishlom, Mahalacha, Rabbi Shur ben Karcha, Istrach. It was necessary to say that we hold up Rabbi Shur ben Karcha. Why? Our Mishnah didn't say that. Our Mishnah said, blanket rule, don't be busy with Goyim 3 days before the holiday. Didn't make a chilek, loans, oral, written, doesn't make a chilek like that. Yachid v'rabim, halacha k'rabim. When you have a yachid and a rabim, the halacha is like a rabim. Kamash b'lon, halacha k'yachid. Kamash, halacha is like a yachid. Ela halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, lamali. Why don't you tell me halacha is like a Yehuda? Right? Pshita. It's obvious. Well, how is it obvious? Because that was a machlokes in Baba Kama. But then there's something in Baba Metzia, it seems to you that that's a stam mishnah that seems to say like that. So we have a rule, machlokes, v'yachakach stam. If there's a machlokes, and then there's a stam mishnah somewhere else, halacha ki stam. The halacha is like the stam. Halacha b'babakama. Machlokes b'babakama. There's a machlokes about this is the very end of b'babakama. Like the last paragraph, somewhere in the end of b'babakama. The machlokes is in b'babakama. V'stam b'babamitzia. And if there's a stam mishnah in b'babamitzia, what's the stam mishnah? Did not, it says in Bab Metzia, Kol HaMeshana Yodo Alatachtona. If you change something, you get the lower hand. So you have to pay back, according to Behuda, as Behuda said, right? The worker's going to lose in every situation. If the expenses are more than the profits, if the profits are more than the expenses, he's going to lose in every situation. That's the Meferish Mishnah in Bab Metzia. So why on earth did whoever this was, all those people that were sitting over there, right? We hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Of course we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. It's a stam, v'achakach machlokes. I don't need you to waste my time telling me we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. I'm sure that was a chiddush, because he's a das yachid. And the Mishnah didn't say that. That's a chiddush. Rabbi Yehuda, it's old news. V'chol, by the way, there's another halacha. V'chol hachozer bo, yodo al tachtona. And if you retract, you get the lower end of the stick. If you, whatever that means. You know, you retract, whatever. So we made a deal, you retract the deal. So you're going to get the short end of the stick. It's also a rule. No one argues in that rule. Now, the person who said this halacha was Rav Huna. That's how we started off today's daf, right? Rav Huna said the halacha is like Rav Huna. So Rav Huna wasting everyone's time for? No, mishum de ain seder le mishnah. This you can't say that this rule of stam. This is v'achach machlokes. There's no such rule. Why? There's no order to the mishnayos. Right. There's no order. Ain Shadal Mishnah, Dikal Meimar, Stam Tana Beresha. It could be that Stam was taught first, V'yachakach Machlokas, and then the Machlokas was taught. So there's no rule like that. Stam V'yachakach Machlokas, V'yachakach Stam. We pass on to Stam, right? Ihachi. If that's true, then call Machlokas V'yachakach Stam. Then every Machlokas followed by a Stam. Lema Ain Shadal Mishnah. There's a rule that's called Machlokas V'yachakach Stam. So how could Rav Huda reject that rule? The answer is, Rav Huda, ki lo amrin on ein seder, when don't I hold from the rule? Mi amrin, mi lo amrin ein seder, when do I not say there's no rule? In other words, when do I hold from this rule? Bichad de mesechta, in the same mesechta. If in the same mesechta, there's a machlokes, followed by a stam, then of course I hold from the rule. Why? Because within each mesechta, of course it's in order. Of course it's in order. Right? Pick a mesechta. It's in order. Within the mesechta. Here, between two mesechtas? I don't see that. Who said Baba Kama was taught before Baba Metzia? How do we know that?
Didn't they
because it's Bava Kama.
What?
Didn't they compile it as they learned it?
No, for sure not.
Was Bava Kama Bava Matir the same stuff?
That's what Rabbi Yossi is going to answer back. So Rabbi Huda said, "Of course, I have to mention that Rabbi Huda. We pass on Rabbi Huda. You know why? Yeah, it's a machlokas v'achakach stam in two different mesechtes. We don't say that. We don't say that rule. Within one mesechta, 100% is in order. Everyone agrees to that. Within one mesechta, you find something in Perek Aleph, and then in Perek Tes, it says something machlokas in Perek Aleph, and in Perek Tes is a stam. You hold it the stam for sure. In one mesechta, in a different mesechta, who's of course not."
Middle?
Yes. So even though that's true, and isn't brachas before Shabbos? The answer is yes. Mm-hmm. Brachas is before Shabbos. So if there's a stam in brachas, a machlokas in brachas, and a stam in Shabbos, we pass like the stam? Says Rabbi Huda, no. It comes first in the shelf, in the bookshelf? So what? It comes first in the bookshelf. Doesn't mean it's like that.
It's
first and second, middle, and then third, right? So it doesn't make a difference. It's no different Shabbos. It's no different brachas and Shabbos. It happens to be, it's before on the bookshelf. That's all it means. You have to be in order when the printer prints them. What order does he print it? That's all it means. It has nothing to do with order in terms of this halacha. For Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef, who thought it was a waste of time, holds kula nezikin chada mesechtahi. All nezikin is one mesechta. Doesn't mean all nezikin. It means the three babas. Doesn't mean Sanhedrin and Shavuot and Avodah Zarah is also one mesechta. Doesn't mean that. It means the three babas. So it's called mesechta nezikin. It was 30 prakim, right? It was 30 prakim, the first three babas. So therefore, it was one mesechta. It was one mesechta. So therefore, the rule applied.
Right. Uh-huh. So it was the Tanayim who split it into three, or we don't know?
We don't know. I don't know who split it into three. I don't know when that happened.
Who split it into three? By the
By the printers? I don't know.
By Art Scroll?
No, not by Art Scroll. Well, it's already here in the Gemara because Rav Huna said it's three mesechtas. Rav Huna said it's three mesechtas. Rav Huna says no, it's one. So what are they arguing about? Exactly. V'bay Sema, I'll give you another answer. You know why Rabbi Huda? You know Rav Huna had to tell us they passed like Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huna said it's a waste of time. He got angry. What are you telling me? It's ABC. No, Mishum Dekani Le, Dekatani Le, Gabi Hilchasa Pesikta, because it was written together with halachas that are psuka. For example, kolam hashani adot achtona. If you change, you get the lower hand. And if you retract or something, you would also get the lower hand. So Rashi explains, lahachi adrihinu Rabbi Yosef lape. That's why Rabbi Yosef got upset. What are you telling me this? It's halacha psuka. D'i, forget this. That's not why he got upset. He got upset because it's obvious halachas. D'e, Nami, ain't say to the Mishnah. Even if there would be no order to Mishnayis. Forget the issue of Mishnah and order. There is no order. Lo eitz grich lomar halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. There's no reason to tell me this. Devadai hilchasa ki'ay stama. Of course we pass on like the stam. You know why? Dechal ha-Mishnah lo ha-ve shaykh, lo ha-Mishnah lo ha-shaykha le-Mishnaya ha-sam ba-socher. There was no reason to mention it a second time. Dehalo ayri ba-hu pirka v'shinoi ele b'chazara. Apparently, that was only taught agav the other halacha about changing. Since that wasn't the main place where it belonged above Metzia, that wasn't the main place. The main sugi is above Baba Kama. There's a machlokis there. Then in above Metzia, they're mentioning some random halacha that everyone agrees with. They throw in this halacha also that if you change the item, you lose. So obviously the halacha pzuka. So what do Ravun have to say it for? It's obvious. Okay. Next, there's a random halacha that has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah, and it's here because it's the same, because it's Shur Ben Karcha. Tan Rabbanan. Lo yomar adam l'chaveiro. You shouldn't say to your friend on Shabbos, you want to do work on Matzah Shabbos. So you shouldn't say to your friend, by the way, tonight I need to hire you to do work for me. You shouldn't say that. Why? Because you're not allowed to talk about things you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. And working is one of the malachas, you're not allowed to work. So you can't say on Shabbos, we're going to work for Matzah Shabbos. That you can't say. What? Exactly. Lo yomar adam l'chaveiro, hanireh shetamod imi le'erev. I want you to come by Matzah Shabbos. Nireh, it seems to me, shetamod imi, come near me le'erev tonight. What's wrong with that? You can't say that. Why?
It's also
preparing for Matzah Shabbos.
Rabbi Shua ben Karcha Omer, Omer Adam Lechavero, you're allowed to say, Hanere Shetamot Imi Le'erev, I want you to come by. You're allowed to say it. Why? You didn't mention any malacha. What'd you say? Come by. Come by for what?
For visit.
So for visit. You didn't say come by for what? So it's a machlokes between the Tanakhama here and the Shur ben Karcha about this issue. Right? Now, what are you thinking about? You're thinking about it. I'm going to hire him. Now, does the other guy know that? I don't know if it's relevant.
No,
it doesn't make a difference if it's relevant. The Tosos of Lachanan says, Tosos of Bein Lachanan. He's like the main Tosos here on Avodah Zarah. And he holds that this machlokas is about whether thoughts of malacha are mutter or asr. Tanakhama says they're asr. Even though you said, you didn't violate davar davar, not speaking about not Shabbos things on Shabbos, you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to speak about the stock market and work and working and all this, what you're going to do after Shabbos. You're not supposed to do all that stuff. But you think about it. Can't control my thoughts. So Tanakhama says, no, but you told him to come. And what you meant was to do work. So you didn't say to do work. It's the same thing. It's asr. And Shur B'Kakha says, no, it's mutter. Why? Because whatever you have in your head is not asr. And you didn't say anything. You didn't say the isr words, the magic words of isr. Therefore, it's mutter. That's what Tosaf says. Exactly. Others, the Ritva says, not, you don't have to go on such a lofty machlokas. The machlokas is, when you say this, which is not a complete story, is that asr? Tanakhama says yes. Right? Yes. I didn't say the isr words. So what?
You meant it.
You meant it, exactly. And Rabbi Shur ben Karcha says, no, you have to say the isr words.
Yeah. Well, the other guy knew you meant it.
What? So it doesn't, I don't know if it matters.
Yeah.
I don't know if it matters. Because when he shows up, it's not him. He didn't say anything. He said, okay, I'll come by. Did he come by for, we're going to play some boggle, or we're going to hire me? Maybe he might not even know. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Okay? Amar Rabbi Bar Bachana, Amar B'Yachanan, Hilchasak of Yeshua Ben Karcha. We pass like that. Now, do we really pass like that? I don't know. Do we really halacha like that? I don't know.
I was told, for example, you can say, Motsi Shabbos, I'll visit my aunt in Brooklyn, but you can't say, Motsi Shabbos, I'll drive to Brooklyn. One in
so I heard that it's very complicated halachas. If you can't get there on Shabbos, you can't say it. On Motzei Shabbos, I'm going to visit my cousin in Baltimore. So it's a 4-hour drive. So since you can't do that on Shabbos, you can't say that. You can't say, even if you don't mention the word driving. It's very complicated. What? Tanur Rabbanan, Hanishal Lechacham. Listen to this halacha. Hanishal lechacham, you go to a rav to paskin on something. V'tame, and he said it's tame. He had a shaila. He said it's tame. Lo yishal lechacham v'yitar. You're not going to go to another chacham and he's going to say it's tar. You can't do that. Yeah, lechacham v'asar. You go to the chacham. He says no, that's asar. Lo yishal lechacham v'yatira. You can't go to another chacham to say it's mutter. Why not? Rashi says not here. Rashi says. In Nida, the reason is because there's a lack of kavod to the first one.
Right.
The Rashi says. Which means, the other Rishonim say that the Raivid and the Rosh say, no. Once you go to the first one, and he says it's Usr, then that item becomes Usr. How could you go to another Rav now? That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says it's Usr because there's a lack of kavod to the first one. What the Nafkamin would be, if the first one was Mochel, you go to the other one, see what he says. He says it's good, then I have no problem with that. You go to him, he says it's fine, I would say it's asr. But if you go to him and he says it's good, it's good. According to Rashi, you can do that.
It's not
a sock. What? No, I'm plastic, it's asr. So can I go to, yeah, go right ahead. I'm mochel. For that third rate one, don't go. Him, you can go. So he's mochel. So if he's mochel, then you can go. According to the Raif, it's nothing to do with mechila. Once your rav passing it's asr, it's asr. It becomes asr. How can you go to someone else now? Very, very interesting. What?
He may hold in a separate spot that he's not allowed to be merchal on himself. Therefore, once he gives you the psak, he can't change the psak.
Right. What do you mean? Im yimchal harisha.
Your responsibility is not allowed to be merchal on himself. You can't really say, the rub walks into the room, don't have to stand up for me. You understand up the road.
I hear you.
Once he gives you the psak, you're ready.
So what does to me, he says that since he's, if he's machlik, go to someone else.
Yeah.
Who? I don't know if he is.
No, he's not. Sit down. Do you know for me?
No, I don't know about that.
You're right.
Listen, if I know for a fact that when I ask that first row, it's a big shayla, and then I think that he's wrong, I don't know.
What are you asking him for?
That's true.
No, I don't know about that.
I ask my row, can I hold one day on
to? Yeah.
That means he's trying conservative.
I hear you.
So, you know, I gave him psak. So I did, and then...
There was a psak. The psak was no.
Yeah, but Shmuel Ovach. Shmuel Ovach.
Right. 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 So everyone's individual. Right. You have to go.
You gotta watch.
Right. We're not reading, quoting these because the same Rabbi Karka said all these words. Right.
Go ask your local Orthodox rabbi.
Right. How you shnayim? But if two people came, echad metame vechad metayer, echad atzer vechad matir. It's two people or two ravs?
Two ravs.
Im haya echad mehem gadol mechavero bechachma ubeminyan. If they're both sitting there and one's bigger than the other, halach acharav, you can follow that. V'yimlav halach achar hamachmer. You can go to the machmer. So that sort of answers your question. You go to a local rabbi, and then you go to the Gadol Hador. Right?
So, I know his psak was wrong.
Right? So then what do you say? I have to hold him to my local rabbi because the Gadol Hador says something?
No. Yeah.
So that could be what you're saying.
Are you for a lot of going? Somebody out there rubbed
questions? No, so because over here, they're both at the same time. They were sitting together. Right, the Gadol Hador is sitting with your local rabbi, who's not the Gadol Hador, as great as he might be. And he said this, and the Gadol says, what are you talking about? No, this is the... Listen to him. Yeah. Says the Gemara, if he's bigger, then you can listen. If not, you follow the Machmer one. So it's two local rabbis. Neither one's the Gadol Hador. They're both competent, excellent rabbis. They're sitting together schmoozing. You go over to them, ask them a question. One says Mutter, one says Aser. You have to be Machmer. Why? They're both competent. If one's the Gadol Hador, you can offer the Gadol Hador. That doesn't have to be Gadol Hador. It means Chacham be greater than him. He's greater than him. He's clearly bigger than him. Right? So, B'shel Sofrim, Halach Achar Mekel. If it's a Dinder Rabbanon, you can go to the Mekel one. Okay. Amar of Yosef, Hilchas Akim Shur Ben Karcha. We pass like Shur Ben Karcha. Good? Tan Rabbanon. Fekulun Shechazu Behen, Eim Mekablon Otsam Olamis, Divrei Reb Meir. Listen to this. This is also a Gemara out of left field. Vikulon. I'm up to second line. Tanarabanan. What?
No.
Vikulon Shechazru Behen, Ein Rekablon Osan Olam, Mestiver Meir. Remeir says, all these Gazlonim and Ami Haaretz, that we would never trust for Trumas and Marisus and those kinds of things, or Edus. Shechazru Behen, they did Tshuva, Ein Rekablon Osan Olam, we could never accept them. How could that be? Rashi says, Ein Rekablon Osan. Lahachzikon b'toras chevros, to become called a chaver, right? L'smoch aleihen, to rely on them. Never do such a thing. How could that be? What stands in the way of tshuva, right? So Tosfos asked, how could Rashi say such a thing? How could that be a rule like that? So Tosfos says, no. What happened was they did tshuva, but then they went back to their old ways. Once you do that, then already listen, this guy's not for real. That's what Tosfos says. Rashi maybe meant that. Rashi maybe meant that. A guy does tshuva and he turns his life around. Of course he can rely on him. So Tosfos says, no, he went back to his old ways. This guy's a flip-flopper. He's not. That you can't rely on such a person. Okay.
That also seems kind of obvious.
What? Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Chazru behen limud manios. If he did tshuva in secret, then ein mekablon osan. You can't rely on him. And he comes to shul, he still acts like the same lowlife. But happens to me, he did some tshuva in his home. He's kind of thing is that? You can't rely on such a person, right? But for Hesia, Mekablon Osan. He changed his life around. You can't rely on him. Rebu the Argus and Reb Meir. It could be other thing like this. Asu Devram Bivat Maneos. No. If he did his Averis in secret, he was embarrassed. He did his Averis in secret. Then Mekablon Osan. Now he wants to do tshuva, that will accept him. But for Hesia, but if he did his Averis in public, in Mekablon Osan. Hard to do tshuva when you. Right? Hard to do tshuva. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Karcha, Omer, Begach, Benkach, Mekablin, no matter what, we accept you. You do tshuva, we accept you. Shinemar, Shuvu, Banim, Shavavim, tshuva is what stands in the way of tshuva. Amar Vitzchak, Ish Kfar Akko, Amar Vyochanan, Hilchazaka, Osu Azog. We pass it like that zog, that tshuva, if you can do tshuva, the guy does tshuva, what do you want? Okay. Next. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rabbi Shmuel said, Shlosh Alifneim, Feshlosh Nachmeim, Osir. 3 days before, and 3 days, we had this yesterday, and 3 days after the holiday, you also can't do business with them. Why? Because they're still on a high from the holiday. Even after the holiday, you can't do business for 3 days. No, before the holiday, it's usher. After the holiday, it's mutter. So this chachamim here is the exact same thing as the first Mishnah of the Masechta, which said 3 days before, but not after. Which means Amar of Tachlaf and Baravdimi, Amar Shmuel. First we say, Yom Aleph, L'divrei Bishmuel, L'olam Asar. Sunday, according to Bishmuel, you can never do business with a guy on Sundays. For the rest of your life. Why? Because it's 3 days before, 3 days after, and the holiday itself. So the whole week is stuck. So we said yesterday. Right? What's this Yom Aleph here? What does it mean? We say it means Sunday. Then we said, the Chachamim said no. Bishmuel said 3 days before, 3 days after. The Chacham said, no, 3 days before and no days after. But the first Mishnah said that. So, the Chacham of Ne'edei and Asil Achadei and Mutter, Chacham, Hayon Tanakama. The Chacham is the exact same thing as the Tanakama. In the first Mishnah. So, the Gemara says, no. Hain below a day and Ikebenayu. No, the question is the Yontif counted from the 3 days or not? We had that Shaila. Remember? Tanakama Savar, Hain below a day. 3 days without the Yontif. So it's really 4 days. The Mishnah here, the Chacham says, "Savri Hain ve'edayin." It's only 3 days. That's one answer. The Ibai say another answer. Nasa v'nasan ikibenayu. The question is, what if you did it? What if b'di'evit you did work with a guy? You weren't supposed to engage in a bit. You did. So we said yesterday there was a machlokas. If the stuff is asur or mutter, Tanakama savar nasa v'nasan mutter. It's mutter. For Rabbanan Basurai, savri nasa v'nasan asur. It's the stuff is asur. You made money, that money's asur. Viboy Seima, another answer. B'dishmuel ikibinayu. They're arguing in the vart of Shmuel. What vart? Damar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Bagola, bizman hazeh in Golas, ein iser eliyom edam. The only iser is on the holiday itself. There's no such thing 3 days before, says Rashi. Ein ha'ov, the Rashi of Bagola, it's a little up where we are. Ein ha'ov dekachavim adukin kolkach pavodas kachavim. The goyim today are not so frum. They're not so sincere. They're not so frum. Kedamrinan. Ovdei kochavim, shebechutz lords, loved ovdei kochavim, they know. They're not even really ovdei kochavim. Rather, the Gemara is going to say, they follow what the father did. They're not really, you know, hot, burning goyim with a vote of Zara. They don't really, they do it. Why do they do it? My father did it. So therefore, what, 3 days before? What, they're going to go thank their God? They don't even... The day itself, okay, that's a different story. V'od, demistafina minayu. Listen to the Rashi adds on, throws in these words. V'od, also, demistafina minayu. We're afraid not to engage. They're going to say, well, what's the matter with you people? I'm coming to buy some eggs. You're not selling me eggs? Why not? All right, you want to close on my holiday? Fine. 3 days before? What are you closing for? What are you selling? Why are you not selling me? It's going to cause friction. We're afraid to do that, says Rashi. They're afraid to close the shops. No, nothing to do with going 3 days. 3 days before? Why? They're not adukim b'avodah zarah. What are you doing? So therefore, they relaxed it. Right? Shmuel said only the day itself, not 3 days before. First of all, they don't even believe in anything. They're just following their father. Second of all, what are you causing a whole ruckus in the town? Right. So do we hold like that? Do we hold like this, the idea of Shmuel? Tanakama is like Shmuel. The Tanakama held yes like Shmuel. For Rabbanan Basurai, less like Shmuel. The Rabbanan did not hold like Shmuel. Iboy same, another answer. The Nacham Amadi Ekebenayu. They're arguing on the issue of Nacham Amadi. Tamadai. The Tanya, Nacham Amadi Omer. Eino Asar Yom Ela Yom Echad Lifnei Edeyen. Only one day before. Only Erev Yontif though by then. Tanakama, less like Nacham Amadi. Tanakama doesn't hold from that. For Rabbanan Basurai, it's like Nacham Amadi. Rabbanan Basurai did hold from that. All the different variations.
Would that include Sunday?
What?
That include Sunday?
Yeah, so you can't do business on them on Shabbos.
Okay. So if you have a website, you have to shut it down.
Right, so that's a whole discussion about that. Separate Shabbos Shiloh. Separate Shabbos Shiloh. Nothing to do with this Shiloh.
Right,
I don't know if halacha l'maisa, this halacha apply.
Right.
I don't think they do.
But
a guy, no, I don't think they apply. I don't know. It's a big Shiloh.
What?
I don't know. I don't think a store...
You can place an order, but they won't process until Sunday. They'll
open Shabbos. Right, always, okay, right. Yeah. I don't think the store doesn't open on once up to a guy 3 days before Christmas. Of course not. I don't think it's...
Gufa.
So we just said, Nachamadai said, Ein Asa El Yomecha L'fnei Adein. Only one day, Asa, only one day, Asa. Amru Lo, Nishtaka Davalo Memar. That's wrong. That's wrong. Velo Nemar. Don't say such a thing. It's wrong. Ah, Vikar Rabbanah Basroi, Dekar Mikavase. But the Rabbanah Basroi said that. Our Mishnah here said, that's what we said, that they said that. Yeah. Man Chachamim, Nachamadi. Who are those people? It's Nachamadi. But he's wrong. Tani Iduch, another brisa. Nachamadi Omar, Mochu Lehem Sus, Zachar, Vizakein, Bilmochama. So there's an isser to sell certain animals to a guy. Why can't you sell certain animals to a guy? Because there was a gzira. If you're going to sell it to a guy, maybe you'll lend it to a guy or rent it, and then the guy's going to be working with your animal on Shabbos. It's a chil Shabbos. So you can't even sell it to a guy. However, you could sell, according to Nachum Amadai, you could sell a sus, a horse, zakhar if it's a male, zakin and it's old, bimalacha for battle. Okay? Rashi says, right over here, betocha mulchama, she'en el lekalkal. What kind of fool, maybe in the Polish army, they're going to buy an old, worn-down horse? What kind of and the lekalkal? Umilsud lo shchichi. No one's going to do that. Who's going to buy a horse like that? It's not going to cause you to sell another animal, right? The reason why you can't sell a behema gasa is because maybe you'll come to lend it to them or rent it to them, and it's really yours, and then they're going to be using it on Shabbos, and it's just going to you. If you sell it, you sell it. Come on. Such an oddball thing to sell. In the middle of a war, you're going to sell an old, rundown horse? Unusual thing to do, therefore it's not asr.
Well, you see how well they...
Amrulo, that's what Nachamadai said. Amrulo, nishtak adaf alo nemar. That's not true. That's wrong. Wrong, it's not true. You're not allowed to sell it. Ah, v'ik ben b'seira dekari kavasei. But ben b'seira said you are allowed to. Titnan ben b'seira matir b'sus. He allowed it. Right? Rashi says, the reason why you're allowed to sell a horse is because the only thing a horse could do is you can ride on it. Can't pull any load. No one puts loads on horses. Not done. You can only think you're doing a horse is ride on it. Riding on a horse is not a daraisa. And therefore, it's only darabanan because the chai knows that's atzma. Even if you go on to Rosh Hashanah, it's still not asr. So therefore, they allowed it. Right? So what do you see? Ben Beseir also allowed it. So what are you telling me he's wrong? He's not wrong. Ben Beseir also agreed. No. Ben Beseir lo maflig bim zechayim on the kevos. Ben Beseir didn't make a difference between males and females. Ihu the kamaflig bim zechayim. The kevos, right? He made a distinction between males and females, right? Nachum Amadai, he said only males. Kerabanan Savrule, he holds it to Rabanan. That what? Right? A different reason. Because they're going to train the horses to kill. Right? They're going to trample. That's what he says over here. You're not allowed to sell any horse, young ones. Ben Beseira didn't make any chilukim. He just said, you're allowed to sell a horse to, he said, only old ones you could sell, only if they're male, only if they're Swiss, they're run down. That you could sell. Why? Lo shchichi lo gozer v'rabanan. Not any horse. So, therefore, lo rabanan nishtaka davar v'lo nemar. So it's not true. It's not true. We don't hold like that. Tanya, nochem hamadi omer, hasheves, which is some kind of vegetable,
dill,
mis'aser zera, the Yarak, the Zirin. You have to give Meiser, right, what is this? You have to give Meiser, whether it's a seed, whether it's a vegetable, or whether it's a stalk. Now, like all these different stages. Amrulo, Nishtaka Davalo Nemar. That's wrong. I, Veikar, Rebbe Loza, Dekai Kavasei. Rebbe Loza said the same thing. Didnan, Loza Omer, Hasheves, Mesazeres. You can give Sheveth, Meiser, Zera, Yarak, the Zirin. So it's the same thing. Hasam bidag nunisa. It's only by a garden variety. Different kind of thing. Not by the regular variety. Gav rabba asim asim. This nachamad is a big tzaddik. He's a big tana. Call milsa da amri. Amr lehel ishtakadav alon emra. Everything you tell me is wrong. Did the guy ever say anything right? Everything you tell me is wrong. Amri ikachad da avdin and kavasei. There's one thing he's right about. What's the one thing he's right about? D'tanya, listen to this halacha. Nachum Hamade Omer, Shol Adam Tzrachav b'Shemat Tefila. You're allowed to ask for personal requests during Shemat Tefila. You're allowed to ask for, right? You're allowed to ask for personal requests during Shema Tefillah. That's, he's right about that. You're allowed to. Amale, Amar, Barmine. That, don't mention that one. Dahi, Detalia, Ba'ashili, Ravrivi. That's a big, that's hung on a big chain. That's an old story. You're allowed to do that. Detanya, Rabbi Lazar, Omer, Shol Adam, Tzrachav. A person should ask for his needs. V'achachachis Palo. And then Davin. Shenemar. Tefillah La'ani, Ki Yatov. Lefnei Hashem, Yishpoch Sichi. Ein sicha ela tefila shenemar vayetz yitzchak l'suach pasada. Rabbi Shua Omer yispalel. First you should daven. Be'achach yishal tzuachav. Then ask for your personal needs. Shenemar eshbach l'fanav sichi tzarasi l'fanav agid. Okay. I so each one says the opposite. It's two psukim. So Rabbi Lazar nami yaksev eshbach l'fanav sichi. Hachi kamar. Here's how he's going to translate it. Eshbach l'fanav sichi. When do I pour out my heart? Bizman says the Rashi lefan of Agid. When I ask for my needs, so it all goes together. For Bishur Nami Yaksev Tefila Ani Kiyatov. Yeah, Hachi Kamar. Emesai Tefila Ani. When is my Tefila? Bizman Shalafnei Hashem Yishpoch Sichi. When I ask for my needs, so it goes together. So Michti Kroy Lo Kamar Daiki Lo Kamar Daiki. So the Psukim go either way. So B'mai Kamei Fliki. What are they arguing about? Kedarish Rab Simloi. Like Rab Simloi said. Kedarish Rab Simloi. Lo Olam Yisader Adam Shivcho Shal Makom. First, you should daven. First, you should praise Hashem. And then daven. That's what we do, right? First, we say, you're the Avos, at the Gibor, Mechayim Eithim, at the Kadosh. Then, by the way, I need this, I need Parnassa, I need health, I need Yeshua, I need Mashiach, all these other things, right? Minolam Moshe, Dikmarenu, Diksiv, Hashem Elokim, Ata Achilos, Elorosis Avdecha, Uksiv Basrei, Evernav Eretz Eretz Atova. Right? First he bought it up Hashem, and then he asked for his tzrachim. Rabbi Yeshua Savar, Yafina Mimoshe. Rabbi Elazar Savar, Lo Yafina Mimoshe. We don't ask, we don't hold for Moshe, Shani Moshe, Dirav Gavrei. Because Moshe, what? Moshe was a different, the great person, right? V'chacham omrim, Lo Kedivrei Zeh, V'lo Kedivrei Zeh. Now, we hold like neither of them. Ella, Shoal Adam Tzrachav, B'shomea, Tfila. You ask for your needs in Shema Tfila, quid the parentheses, Amr of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hashalacha, Shol Adam Tzrachav, B'Shema Tfila, which everybody knows, and which many people do. He in the back over here, he asks the following amazing question. The question is, listen to this question. If somebody is in the middle of Shema Tfila, and he hears, Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba, can he answer? He's in the middle of Shema Tfila, and he's asking for his health, for his family, and he's talking in English, which you're allowed to do, and he's asking for all the tzrachim that he needs. And then here's the chazam's up to Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba. So can he answer? So at first blush, you would say, why not? You're asking for your petty new pair of shoes that you need, right? So to say Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba, you can't? You'd say, yeah, right? You would say no? Why would you say no? Why would you say no? What? But isn't it a Kal V'Chomer?
No.
To praise Hashem, Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba, right?
Because it's a hafzik.
But you're allowed to ask whatever you want. It's not a hafzik. To say, listen, Hashem, my daughter's going on a road test today. Help her get... That you can say. In English, right? You can do that. What? That's what Shmei Tefillah is, right? Ask for Tzrachim. Hashem, help me with this, help me with that. Right.
Remembering a mace or whatever the case may be.
So the Toldos Zev, I don't know who that is, says, Kolshkein, for sure. Shiyacho Lanos Yehi Shmei Rabba should feel al Kadosh al Kadosh Shmo Hagadol. Of course, Masha Mavur BeGemara Sheein LeHafzik Lenin Yehi Shmei Rabba. Them Tzatzilah Shmo Nesrei Hainu B'Shar Brachos. That's be not interrupt. That's other brachos. Aval B'Shmei Tefillah Mudul LeHafzik. Of course, you could interrupt. Then he quotes. Wait a minute. He quotes. Believe it or not, he says. He quotes an Nefesh HaChayim of all people. That says the milus of the in the Perek Beit is the milus of the idea of davening, right? And he quotes many sources over here. The Buchach Rav says Eishal Avram Shema She'ein Lanos Amei Yeshar B'Zachat Tefila Hagam B'Shomei Tefila Motzifim Bakashos Mishum Shelo Chilkel Chacham B'Davar. It's also okay. It's not okay. It's not okay, right? Also, that listen to this. In lahosif bebrachos shmiat tefila bakasha al harabim. Listen to that. Oh, the shul needs a Yeshua, or Klai Yisrael needs a Yeshua. That's not for Shema Tefillah. That's not for Shema Tefillah. It's only for personal things. Other places you could daven for the tzibur. Not there. Very interesting. So Hashem also doesn't belong. Doesn't belong there. Hashem belongs everywhere? No. Right? Doesn't belong there. It's very interesting. Right? I always wonder, Amon Heshirav, it's not so, you have to be, either you came late, or you're a really slow davener, that you're in Shema Tefillah during Amon Heshirav. Those are the only two ways it could really happen. If you're very slow, or the shul's very fast, or you came late. The more bigger question is Kedusha. That could happen. Right? You're a little slow, so you come to Kedusha. Right? So what do? L'chavar, you don't answer. Because it's not, doesn't belong there. Ay, Hashem, it doesn't belong there. I mean, there's a machlok, some say you could. But the consensus is you don't. Right. Yeah. Okay. Very good. So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.